A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have seen God, the God that we worship, the God that we serve and pray to, as the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Father of mercies, and He is the God of comfort. He is the God of all grace. He is the God of peace. We have seen Him in various manners. We have seen God as the God of all flesh, with whom nothing is too hard or impossible. This is the God we serve. This is the manner of our God, the God who cannot be limited, the God who cannot be hindered, the God who cannot be stopped, the God who cannot be slowed down. Nobody could question or query Him. Nobody can say to Him, "What doest thou?" He is the God of mercy. He chooses to show mercy on whoever He wants to show mercy. That is His discretion. Absolutely His prerogative. That is God at work. May this great God be revealed in your life, your situation, your family, your circumstances, in the precious name of Jesus. May you enjoy the mercy of God in every aspect of your life and of your destiny, in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like us to consider who this God is again. I'd like us to look at the book of James, chapter number 1 and verse number 17. The Bible says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadows of turning." God is the God of light. There is no darkness with Him. There is no variableness with Him. There is no shadow of turning with Him. He is the God of light. One major thing that hinders progress and development in any life or organization or nation is darkness. Darkness. In Genesis chapter number 1, beginning from verse number 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God came as light." He addressed the darkness and simply said, "Let God be. Let there be light." And there was light. For meaningful progress and advancement, there must be light. In any area where there is no light, where God is absent, there will be unprogressiveness, there will be backwardness, there will be failure. You will see organizations, multinational organizations, moving out of the area or areas where there is no light, and they move into areas where there is light. Light is essential for development. Light is necessary for progress. The backwardness in our nation today, one of the reasons for it is the absence of light. The darkness that pervades the land, in spite of the billions of dollars that have been spent to generate light and to distribute same, yet we have darkness all over. And this nation cannot boast of 24 hours of power supply all over the land. And so multinational organizations are exiting the nation en masse, moving out to neighboring countries where there is light. The point I'm making, dear listener, is that any life that lacks light, any family or organization or nation that lacks light, will not know progress or advancement. There will be no development in anywhere where there is no light. Light is essential. Now, in 1 John chapter number 1, verse 5, the Bible says, "This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all." God is light, and in this God, there is no darkness at all. So, we'll see God as light. God Himself is light. And so He is the one that makes light available. In any nation, like in our nation, where there is no light, energy to power things, to make things work, it simply indicates that God is absent. Despite the fact that we are so religious in this nation, yet God is absent. God is not present in the lives of those in leadership and even in those in the followership. The followers don't have God. The leaders don't have God. And so darkness pervades the land. If there is light, then the leaders will lead right. They will lead in the fear of God, because wherever God is, there is light, and where there is light, there is the fear of God. If there is light, if God is present, the citizens will live and operate their lives and businesses in the fear of God. There will be no cheating of others. There will be no stealing to survive. There will be no blowing out of other people's light for my own light to shine. There will be no destroying the reputation and defaming the character of others so that I can gain an advantage by reason of the destruction of the other person. God is absent, and this is why all these are happening. God is light. The Bible says in him there is no darkness at all. Let me ask you this personal question, dear listener. Do you have the fear of God in your life? Do you block out other people's light for your own to shine? Do you destroy other people so that you can gain an advantage? If you do any of these things, then your life is pervaded in gross darkness. You are living in darkness. God is absent in your life. You are far from God. Because the Bible says concerning this our God, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And all this that we have mentioned, they are products of darkness, destroying lives of others, destroying the things and the businesses of others for my own business to grow, spoiling the name and the image of others for me to make progress. All these are indices and the works of darkness. And if these are manifest in your life, you are living in darkness. And do not forget, the Bible says concerning this our God in John chapter 8 verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Are you walking in darkness? Are you destroying other people's lives and destinies? Are you cheating? Are you living in sin, in immorality? Are you backbiting? Are you destroying other people's business? Were you hired to work for someone? And are you destroying that business, the business of the person you are working with to grow your own? You are living in darkness. You are not a follower of Christ Jesus. You are not following, because if you follow him, you will not walk in darkness. Anything that contradicts the word of God is darkness. Sin is darkness. As if you live in sin, you are living in darkness. You are far from God. And do not forget, in Matthew chapter number 5 verse 14, the Bible says, you are the light of the world. You are a city that is set on an hill that cannot be hid. You are the light of the world. Are you really the light of the world? Are you showing light, and are you dispelling darkness where you are? Are you illuminating your environment? Are you showing people direction? Are you pointing them to the right way? That is what light does, and that is what is expected of you. The God we serve is the Father of light, and the Bible says in this God, there is no variableness, neither any shadow of turning. There is no variableness with God. There is no respect of person with God. Romans chapter 2 verse 11 says, for there is no respect of persons with God. God does not respect persons. He is the Father of light, and all good and perfect gifts come from him, and he gives it to all. With him is no variableness, neither any shadows of turning. God is no respecter of person. What he has done for one, he will do for others, particularly when the others do what the one who got the miracle has done. Do what those who have got the blessings have done, and you will get what they got. That is the way God operates. There is no respect of persons with God. It is my prayer that the light of God will shine upon your life, shine upon your ways, that you will walk in the light of God, that you will not walk in darkness. I pray that the Lord will open his hands to you and give you good and perfect gifts that your destiny requires for your color to show. My prayer is that your color in life and in destiny will show, and that the name of the Lord will be glorified in your life. It is my prayer that every door you have been knocking, God will cause to open for you. My prayer is that the mercy of God will speak eloquently on your behalf, and that the name of the Lord will be glorified in your life. I pray for you that God will be gracious unto you, that it will please the Lord to show you mercy. It will please the Lord to bless you. It will please the Lord to increase and to multiply you in the precious name of Jesus. It is my prayer that you will walk in the light. You will not walk in darkness. It is my prayer that the light of God will shine perpetually upon your life and upon your destiny. It is my prayer that those around you, that those who work with you and for you, will walk in the light of God, and that your employees will not destroy the business that you do. It is my prayer that the light of God will expose every unfruitful work of darkness around your life and destiny, that the light of God will expose every worker of iniquity around you, those who are plotting, waiting to destroy your life and your business. The light of God will expose them. Not only will they be exposed, they will be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Your haters will be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The blessings of the Lord will be upon you as you walk in the light, as you bid darkness farewell, as you say no to the works of darkness, as you honor the Lord in your life, as you bless others, God will bless you, as you help others to interpret their dreams, your own dreams in life and destiny will be interpreted. And I am praying that any man or woman attempting to blow your light out for his or her own to shine will meet the judgment of God, that the judgment of God will come upon that man. Such a man or woman will be visited with the ruthless severity of God in the precious name of Jesus. Any man or woman who is blackmailing and attempting to destroy your reputation for him to or her to gain an advantage, the Lord will judge that person, will declare such person condemned in the name of Jesus. For the Bible says, every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. We condemn such voices, such persons who are incensed against your life, against your destiny, against what you represent in the name of Jesus. We decree the judgment of God upon their lives. We declare the Lord rebuke you in the precious name of Jesus. As for you, the light of God shines on your path. The glory of God is seen upon your life. All will see the glory of God and glorify your Father in heaven. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us tomorrow for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. He promises to be great. The Lord bless you as you come. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. You may wish to get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.